9:44, 16 till 10. I bet you didn't know what an ISO was or MISO. The only thing I knew about MISO, MISO, is miso soup that you get at a restaurant. And then what about load sheds? I didn't know anything about any of that until Sunday afternoon, Monday morning, really. And we're going to find out more about it now with Shahab Marine, a professor of electrical engineering at LSU. Good morning, professor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm okay. When you heard everything, I don't know, I guess you were not. I don't think this went to Baton Rouge. You were not without power, right?
Correct. I was out of town, though. I'm in...
So I guess what I'm saying is when you heard about this, you read about it, did everything sound okay to you about it, or did it raise some eyebrows when you heard the initial explanation, et cetera?
I mean, from a scientific point of view, power system reliability is very important, and operating it is a challenging task. And incidents like this happen every day. There are thousands of equipment that you have to manage and monitor, and sometimes they trip off unexpectedly, and the engineers have to find ways to make system maintain its reliability. So it's not very unusual for these incidents, although it's not very, very likely.
Professor, let me bring the audience into this, because, again, I don't think there are any dumb questions, and I'm going to prove that to you in a minute with mine. But the Okunor Jeweler Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. But if you have any questions about this whole thing for Professor Marine, I'll be glad to pass them along. So let me ask you, give me the organizational chart, I guess, if you will, about an ISO, and because here's the deal, Professor. I don't write a check to ISO. I don't know anything about an ISO. I do business with Energy Louisiana, and that's who I blame when the power's not on, right? But this transcends them and goes beyond them, as I understand it?
That is correct. So MISO is one of the ISO's independent system operators. These are nonprofit organizations that look over and manage interconnection between multiple utility companies. And their purpose is, it's more reliable when you have multiple systems connected together. Sometimes you don't have enough power, and you can borrow from others. And sometimes you have surplus, and you can export it.
Who sets so up these ISOs, professors? I'm just wondering historically. I hate to interrupt you, but who sets this up? How did these come to be? And when did they come to be?
When exactly, I don't have it on top of my head.
No, I mean 10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
No, it's been an old system. Okay. There are basically seven of them across the U.S., North America, if you will. And so MISO is one of the larger ones. They are regulated under the government, but government does not, govern them, if you will. They're independent. They're nonprofit. And, they basically manage the operation of all the utilities under their territories. But there's been a long time that they're in place.
Goes back to the 50s, as a matter of fact. I looked it up. So with that being said, do you understand what happened on Sunday? Because I'm getting so many different explanations of this. First of all, we heard that, I don't know who told us, the plant tripped offline, the River Bend nuclear plant, but now we find out that it was shut down on May 21st when they noticed a leak, a faulty valve in the reactor's cooling system that had to be fixed. So how does the power company coordinate with the independent system operator, and where does the weather factor in all of this? Because at some point, I'm guessing, the independent system operator has to anticipate demand from the systems where all of the systems that they independently operate serve. Accurate?
That is correct. The independent system operator has the weather forecast. They have like day ahead. They have, 5 minute ahead predictions. They have various types of predictions for that weather and consumption. And they have simulators and software programs that actually help them manage the amount of power that's needed and the commands that's, sent to the different utility companies. So this incident, in my understanding, I don't have the details because these are majorly, things that are not shared with the public. These are engineering tasks, so they would probably come and explain what happened. But You predict, and their predictions are very reliable, you know, as much as, you know, it's possible, if you will. But there are unpredicted things that happen all the time. We understand that generators may trip because of a faulty device that you never know it's faulty until it trips. And when it trips, a large amount of power goes out. And you report that failure to MISO, for example, and they decide whether they have to shut down a certain amount of power or not to maintain the entire grid reliable. If they don't do it, then that blackout may actually spread out throughout the system in a very short time, you know, in a matter of a minute or so, or maybe less. The entire system could go down if you don't act in time. And so the failures that are unpredictable, you know, they may cause very quick decisions that, you know, cannot be done earlier or in advance.
Somebody texted in, who regulates MISO? Does anybody regulate MISO? You said the federal government regulates.
Federal government has certain acts and regulations, and all the ISOs obey them. So those are nonprofit and independent. So the rules and regulations apply to all of them, but their operation is not governed by the federal government or any state government.
They talk about the forecasting being off, and one question that I had, just, you know, as a civilian and not knowing what I don't know, is that, well, it's Memorial Day weekend. I've lived here all my life. I can tell you it's going to be hotter than you know what and more humid than you know what. Do you understand what they mean by a forecast was off somewhere? Because I guess what I'm trying to figure out, Professor, and look, I'm no professor of electrical engineering at LSU, but I'm just thinking, well, whether it's 91 or 90, people are going to be using the air conditioner, 89. Does it really matter? Tell me about that. Does it matter?
The weather forecasts are pretty good nowadays. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there are anomalies. Sometimes there are issues with the model. You may predict a temperature, and it may turn out to be a little hotter. But there is a little bit of room in their prediction for those errors. So the weather prediction might be one issue, although I think it's unlikely. It's majorly perhaps device failures or system failures that are unpredictable, and the engineers must actually go ahead and do a very quick decision to maintain the reliability of the entire system.
Somebody texted in real quick before we run out of time. Why didn't we access or borrow power from another state or community if it was available? Isn't that the whole purpose of MISO?
That's also another interesting question. You have access to the other networks, but the transmission lines have capacities. They can't transmit significant amount of power in a short notice. Those are limited by physics, and you may only transfer a certain amount of power and not more. So if you don't have enough power inside, you may import from outside, but to a certain limit.
Gotcha.
So those engineering limitations are also in place.
So real quick, let me ask you this, and I try to be fair, okay? Are there instances where these ISOs worked perfectly and we avoided brownouts, or we avoided the power going out, and all we're doing now is focusing on the time that it didn't?
That is correct. They do a really good job to maintain the reliability of this huge grid. The U.S. and Canada, the grid in these two countries is enormous. And what they do with the interconnection and with managing power is really outstanding. And I don't know the details of their day-to-day operation, but I know that they do very precisely and very responsibly. I've been to a couple of these sites in Little Rock, Arkansas, and they know the engineers, run 24/7 to maintain the reliability of the grid. But sometimes incidents happen and they're beyond control.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. I just wanted to keep it fair. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Dave's got today. He's in for Newell on WWL.